The following presentation is brought to you by
Heart Brain Media Group.
Capturing the moments that make life great. Let's go, girls.
It's about growing personally and professionally.
What's the one thing that really drives you, that really drives your passion?
It's about climbing the ladder or opening a new door.
Too many people give up too early on their dream.
It's about enjoying your professional journey.
I enjoy what I do.
It's about keeping things real.
So the interview is an interview. I like this.
It's all about you.
But I knew that there was something else I wanted to do with my life. I knew I wanted to help people.
This is Up or Out with Connie Fife.
We love your voice. You need to be on radio.
And now, your host, Connie Fife.
Hey, welcome to Up Route with Connie. This is your business radio with an edge. I am so excited, and I have to keep telling you about this, that we are now part of the C-Suite Network. That's right. We are now part of this huge, conglomerate of network stations. We are around the globe now on over 900 network stations, and also all of those digital social media stations, you know, iHeartRadio, Stitcher XM, Sirius XM, and, you know, just a whole list of them that there are just so many to mention. And they're all going to be showing up on my website real soon, and we're also working on a new website. So there is so much going on right now with the Fife Group, and just really, really excited to be here. So here's my quote for today. The will of the people is the only legitimate foundation of any government, and to protect its free expression should be our first objective. And with what's going on right now in the political world, I just thought that was just so appropriate, and that is from Thomas Jefferson. And so much is going on out there, and people are calling, and you see them on Facebook or LinkedIn, or they're Twittering, and some people are unhappy, some people are happy. You know, my response to this is, no matter what your feelings are, we still need to respect the office. We might not respect the person, but we need to respect the office. So just keep that in mind. And the question isn't, have we voted for the right person? The question really is, will that person make the best decisions for us? So stay in the positive, really hope for the best. And I'm sure that's the outcome we're going to have, because we could only control ourselves, our behaviors, and what we do. So it's now time to turn up the volume, because it is Up or Out time with Connie Fife. And I want you to also stay tuned to the end of the show, because I don't want you to miss any of the free and exciting giveaways that we have. But I am super excited for our guest that we have in the house today. And he is a returning guest, because he is so phenomenal. He is so awesome. And he has a new program out. And really excited when I started looking over his information today. And I thought, isn't this interesting? Is this a fairy tale? Or, you know, what is it that we're talking about here? But we are going to be talking about, what can Snow White teach us about effective training? That is really, really awesome and exciting. But let's take a really quick break, and we need to hear from our sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to hear more about this guest and what does Snow White have to do with it. So hang in there. Hi, this is Connie Fife, your unstoppable diva, your host of Up or Out with Connie. I am thrilled to be a headline show on C-Suite Network, where you can grow your brand, grow your tribe, and be unstoppable. We are the hottest podcast for entrepreneurs, C-level executives, and market leaders. And you can hear me each week right here on the C-Suite Network. Also on Conscious Business Network, iTunes, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, and over 900 stations around the globe. Be sure to follow me on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter. Thanks for listening. Be bold, be connected, and be unstoppable. And we are back. So what does Snow White have to do with it? Well, what you might not know is that the seven dwarfs, can't even say that, they're really a fantastic, terrific metaphor for effective training. And our guest today is Brian Graykin, right, Brian Graykin?
That's right,
Graykin. Okay, Brian Graykin. And what he calls the 7 R's of effective training. And, you know, and he was talking about Snow White and how it's been a great sales trainer and, you know, reminding Snow White to think about the dwarves when, you know, looking at those training for the dwarves and designing and facilitating and those training programs. And I get it now, Brian. I really do get it because each of the dwarves have their own skill, have their own way of doing things.
They're part of a team, sure.
They're part of the team, exactly. So everybody, I want you to welcome to the show Brian Graykin, and he's going to tell us more about the 7 R's of effective training. So Brian, welcome to the show.
It's great to be here again with you, Connie. Thank you very much.
So glad to have you here. So explain this. What does a fairy tale have to do with team building and effective training?
First of all, a lot of people would think that effective training is a fairy tale. They've not experienced it. But I'm going to use Snow White and the 7 Dwarves as a metaphor because I think the names of the 7 Dwarves each tell us something about what it takes for training to be effective. And if you remember these 7 Dwarves' names and think about the 7 R's of effective training that they represent, it'll help people get solid business results and sustainable business results from a training program.
Okay, so match those up. So what does Happy do?
Okay. Happy is about results. What would make you happy when you go to a training program or you bring a training program to your business? It's if it delivers some kind of results. It's not really about, was the room temperature comfortable? Were the cookies good? But was my time worthwhile and am I getting results? So happy as a dwarf reminds us that we'll be happy if we get results. And when I talk results, here's a few examples from programs that I've presented in the past.
Okay.
Businesses that have gotten a 5-point increase in gross profit margin. Or business that got a $3 million increase in gross profit because they changed the pay system. Or individuals who saw results like a 40% increase in their personal closing rate on sales, which enabled them to make more money, which enabled them to get eye surgery that they had been needing for a few years. Or a person who said, I can now feed my family because I think I can hold this job because that training was effective and that makes me happy. I got results and new skills out of it.
So what if you have a grumpy on the team? What is grumpy getting out of it?
Well, grumpy, I get grumpy when I go to a training program and it's not really training. It's an expert who stands up on the stage and shows up and throws up is...
We've seen many of those.
We've seen many of those. In fact, I encountered a guy once who read from a book for 2 hours in a monotone voice to an audience and called that training. That makes me grumpy. Mm. That's not really training. I don't need an expert to tell me things. I can read that. I can watch a video online. What I need is somebody who really gives me training. That is, it's a conversation, not a presentation. Mm-hmm. It includes real-world application of new skills, a chance to practice, and a chance to give some feedback. That's real training. And if I don't get that, I'm grumpy. So Grumpy the Dwarf reminds me to make sure I'm really practicing and developing new skills.
Oh, absolutely. I love that one. What about those sleepy dwarfs?
Sleepy. You know, have you ever been in a training session where you were tempted to fall asleep? What made you sleepy?
Yeah.
You know, what happened there? Well, in my particular case, I'll go back to that example of the guy that just read from a book.
Right.
That's not using the right methods. Methods have to engage people. They have to recognize people's learning styles and take that into account and then deliver training in the right way. So sleepy reminds us that people are going to go to sleep if you don't use the right methods, and that might be different from person to person, audience to audience.
Yes. So how do you figure that out? I mean, that's really the balance that you have to find because, you know, you have a room of 100 people and everyone has a different learning style, a different thinking style. They behave differently. So how do you embrace all of that diversity? How do you embrace and bring everyone into your training programs?
Sure. You start as a trainer or a designer of training by knowing that not everybody learns the same way you do. Mm-hmm. So don't design for yourself, design for the audience. And the larger the audience, the more diverse the methods have to be that you employ, because you are going to have those different learning styles. Somebody likes to watch movies. Somebody's visual. Somebody's a verbal learner. Somebody's hands-on. Mm-hmm. Well, build all those different kinds of methods and techniques into your training. Otherwise, you will have an audience that goes to sleep on you. In fact, I learned that lesson the hard way many years ago.
Spending you go to sleep?
No, trying to teach Sunday school to sixth graders. That's where I cut my teeth in training. You have to keep people engaged, and you have to speak in a way that matters to them.
Right.
If you're going to communicate anything.
Absolutely.
So, sleeping at the dwarf reminds us to think about learning styles, use a variety of methods, and make sure you use the right methods for the audience.
Okay. All right. Well, what about when you have these, you know, the smarty pants there, the doc, you know, the doc dwarf? How do you get him engaged in the process?
Yeah, I'll use doc in two different ways. First of all, there's the smarty pants, the I know it all. You know, I've got 38 years experience. Mm-hmm. You teach me. Well, what you do, first of all, is you try to enlist that person as an ally. Rather than, hey, I'm going to teach you everything you don't know. That's the wrong way to start. Ask them to bring their expertise to the party and share it with the people around the room. And then you'll have an opportunity, because you don't have a partner, to maybe engage them in things they didn't know. I had an occasion once where I offered a 38-year veteran, sales veteran, half of a $100 bill. And I guaranteed him that he was going to make money from the workshop, either in new skills or the other half of the $100 bill at the end of the day.
Okay.
And at the end of the day, I said, did you learn anything new? And he said, as much as I hate to admit it, yes, I have, which cost him some face in front of his coworkers. Right? But he said, but Brian, here's your half of a $100 bill back, because I think I'll make more money with what you taught me than I could have with this $100 bill. So one way or another, you try to enlist them. That's one interpretation of doc. The other is, think of a medical doctor. And one of my favorite sayings is, prescription without diagnosis is malpractice. So doc reminds us to spend some time diagnosing the skills that people need to develop in the training. And that starts with, what skills do they need to serve customers? Identify the gaps versus that list, and now you know where to target your training to make sure it's the right training.
Okay.
And drill down even further. You know, the doctor asks you a lot of questions, right? Doesn't just take your blood pressure. And so I have three favorite questions to make sure I'm delivering the right training to somebody. Exactly what skills do people need to be able to do? How well do they have to be able to do those skills?
Okay.
How will you know they can?
So flip it to the company that is looking for a trainer. How do they know how to select the right training program?
Well, I have a conversation with my clients, and I recommend to other people, they think about those three questions. And those sound like simple questions. What do people need to be able to do? How well and how will you know they can? But we can spend days developing the answers to those questions. And the more specific we get, the more focused the training can be. So those are three critical questions. I don't know if you golf or not. I'm sure you have golfers in your audience, Connie. I tell people...
I try to golf, but they usually tell me I'm the comedy act for the day. That's what I usually am told.
Take putting, for example. Putting is a very simple process.
Yeah.
You can break it down into three steps. Read the green, address the ball, hit it at the right pace.
Right.
Simple, but not easy, right? And so I ask those three simple questions, exactly what the people need to be able to do, how well and how we know they can. And then as we really focus in on the answers to those questions and drill, 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 now you know exactly how to target your training, and now you increase the likelihood it's going to be successful because it's on the mark.
Okay. Well, what are some of the companies that you work with? Is there specific industries that you work with only, or is it really a variety?
I've worked with a variety of industries. Started out in the flooring industry and a number of clients there. But in the last 10 years, I've served a number of global companies. So I've developed training programs for Coca-Cola, for Walmart, for Napa Auto Parts, for Citibank. And we always start with this conversation. This develops a strategy, really. What skills? And as you then dwell into the audience you're going to be working with, that helps you address what we talked about previously, which is training methods and design.
Okay. So you've been doing this for quite some time. I mean, you've some award-winning training programs that you've designed. So what are some of the must-haves that a company should have when they're trying to build their team?
Well, I think a couple of other things are critical, and a few of the other dwarves help remind us of some of these as well. Bashful is one of the dwarves, and I think people should not be bashful about insisting that training deliver immediate results. So I advise my clients, if people aren't talking about results and getting immediate results from the training, knowledge is wonderful, but knowledge doesn't improve business unless you apply it. So bashful reminds us that you should insist that the training practice skills in the training, which is how you know the first day after the training you can use them to improve your business.
Okay.
The second thing is it's not just about training as an event, but it's about training as an ongoing application of skills, which raises the question of coaching and reinforcement. So the dwarf sneezy reminds us that training is nothing to sneeze at. Coaching is nothing to sneeze at. You probably will not have success from your training unless you also have a reinforcement program.
That's really interesting, because what happens is a lot of times I'll bring somebody in to do training, and I see this when I'm called in later, you know, well, we had this training program before, but it didn't work. And then when I start asking those questions about the reinforcement and what have they done after the fact, well, nothing. So there was nothing in place to continue, you know, what they learned. Like you said, that reinforcement to keep it going. If they just put it on the shelf and collect dust, nothing is going to happen. Nothing is going to change.
Yeah, and under the pressure of old habits and new stresses, and new crises, you revert to familiar territory. So
that's right.
I advise my clients, whether they're getting training from me or from someone else, always ask for coaching guides. So I develop for my clients a list of, here's the skills people are being taught to use. Here's an audit process.
Okay.
If you don't see the skills, here's the actions you should take. Now you have a solid foundation for coaching, and coaches will know what to do and how to do it, and that increases the likelihood some coaching will occur.
That's right. And you revisit it, which was what Dopey does.
Dopey. You might feel dopey if you think, well, I've had this problem. I brought in some training. It didn't work. So let's do it again. And you bring the same training in. And that takes on a model of training as punishment.
Right.
That's not what I advise. But rather, even after successful training, revisit the training. Because things change. Customers change. The economy changes. Government policy changes. Whatever. Revisit training. And ask yourself what you can do to do even better next time. Whether it worked or whether it didn't work, we can always do better next time.
Right.
Work with the training organization to do that. And if they're not willing to do that, well, no, that's not our program. We want to give you our standard program again. Maybe time to look for new training.
You're absolutely right. So hold on to that thought. We're going to take a really quick break and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Greg Davis. Connie asked me to pop in for a moment to tell you about a great opportunity. Have you ever listened to a podcast and thought, I should be doing that, but I don't know how, I don't know where to start? Well, Up or Out with Connie Fife has partnered with Park Lane Media Group to offer you PMR podcast production. What is PMR? Production, marketing, response. The three key elements you need to successfully build your podcast success. For more information, visit parklanemediagroup.com or email podcast@parklanemediagroup.com and be sure to let them know that Connie sent you. You have a story to tell. We'll help you share it. Come to parklanemediagroup.com today and start building your podcast success.
And we're back, and you're listening to Up or Out with Connie, and that's WCONNIE. And today I am speaking with Brian Graycon, and he's the author of Meekonomics 101. It's 16 ways on how you can improve your marketing, selling, and business management for today's consumers. And Brian's worked with companies including Napa Auto Parts, Coca-Cola, Citigroup, Walmart. And again, this is just to name a few, and his list goes on and on and on and on. So Brian, what else is going on in your world right now, in your in business? I mean, it just seems like, I know for me, it's like the sky has just opened up and said, you know, here, you know, there's so much business happening out there. What are you seeing in terms of the economic change?
I'm seeing a lot of optimism. Okay. For example, last week I was at an international conference for the flooring and stone industries. Attendance was up on the exhibit hall floor. They had 34,000 more square feet of exhibit space.
Wow.
Than they did the previous year. 200 vendors who had never been to this conference before demonstrating their wares. So I'm seeing a lot of optimism, and that makes it a great time to be talking about training. Because sometimes if you don't have a solid staffing plan and personnel plan in place, and your business grows, it's as much a problem as it is a blessing.
And unfortunately, right, and that's what happened. Unfortunately, when times are tight, companies will pull back on the training programs.
Yeah, they sure do. It sounds like something, you know, we can postpone. But when all said and done, the points of contact with your customer, which includes your staff and their skills and their abilities, is critical to your business success. Mm-hmm. So as much as we are tempted to pull back, that can be a pretty short-sighted approach. And yet, sometimes that's what you have to do in business.
Right.
But now, when you're going to bring training back and you're increasing your staff, let's work on increasing their capabilities. And this model of the seven dwarves and really the seven R's of effective training help us make sure we're going to get a good return on the training and select training or benefit the most from the training we've already had.
Yeah, love it, love it. So how can companies and HR managers looking for training, how can they reach out to you? How can they find more information about you?
Well, there's several different ways. First, I'll talk about two websites. The first one is traininggetsresults.com. There is a double G in there. That's all one word, traininggetsresults.com. That's my training website.
Okay.
Earlier, you mentioned my book, Meekonomics 101, which is an integrated marketing, selling, and staffing strategy book. That has its own website, meekonomics101.com. And if people go to my LinkedIn profile and look at the blogs I've posted over 50 blogs in the last year and a half and plan to continue. And in fact, there's a rumor that the upcoming series of seven blogs may have something to do with the seven dwarves. People want to benefit even more from listening to your show. I refer them to those blogs. They'll start posting soon. And there should be a total of seven of them over the next 2 months.
Oh, wow. Check that out. Go to LinkedIn. Make sure you connect with Brian and stay current on the information that he's providing you on the seven drawers. But most importantly, how that is helping you to build and grow your teams, because that is what it's all about. Well, Brian, thank you for being here. I mean, our time goes by so quickly and you just always come with such a wealth of information to help businesses grow and expand and increase that bottom line. That's what it's all about.
Thank you so much, Connie, for the conversation and hope your listeners get a lot from it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And thank you all for being here today. It's so great when you have somebody come on the show that really knows and really understands business and what it takes for it to grow. And again, increase that bottom line, because that's what we're here for. So I want to thank you all for being here, being part of our community. Keep sending in your success stories and your questions. I'm always responding back and send them to askconnie@upperroute.com, because I want to help you be motivated and I want to help others take action. And that's why we're here. That's what it's all about. And make sure that you connect with us on iTunes and Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter, because we're always out there. We're always sharing information on how you can grow personally, how you can grow professionally, and how you can help your business expand and increase that bottom line. And this is Connie. And ask yourselves, if you could do anything else today, what would you be doing right now? Thanks for listening. Until we meet again, be unstoppable.